Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We hope that you enjoy our fascination with how astrology manifests in the daily life. And I am joined tonight by my friend Mark Woltz. Mark, are you there?
Hello. Hi, Heather. Hi, I'm
yes.
Over here in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there was some communication difficulties with the radio station. They kicked me off twice.
Yeah, I noticed.
But
oh, okay.
It was pretty strange. But that is, Mercury is in an interesting trine to Uranus this week, and that can make for some brilliant communication, but also erratic communication. It's a wonderful trine, but any aspect between Mercury and Uranus can make technology both work brilliantly on one minute and erratically the next. Communication and our nervous systems might feel a little fried. We might be getting a lot done, but feel a little frayed around the edges. How are you experiencing this Mercury-Uranus trine? Mark?
Well, I'm not noticing anything really strong myself. A lot of times with trines, you don't, though. You notice
it's an
later.
Opportunity. Are you
exactly.
getting a lot done this week or finding that you're cross-referencing or cross-pollinating with people?
Yeah, getting a lot done. That's mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
And that's what this energy can do, that. It can really buzz and support us in a good way. The trines
yeah.
open doors, but we have to walk through.
Yeah. And often they don't, we don't sense them as much as we sense
mm-hmm.
oppositions and squares.
Right.
That's often what happens for me. I pay attention
and yet,
when it's a square.
Mm-hmm. yes,
trying,
indeed. That square kicks you down the stairs. It doesn't give you an option.
It does. You have to do something.
Right.
But,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
And one of the gifts of Mercury has just gone into Sagittarius, and that, to me, is a great joy that is heading into Sagittarius as we speak. And I am so glad to have Mercury getting out of Scorpio. It's been in Scorpio for an unusually long period of time. It went through, all the way through Scorpio, then retrograde back and started all over again. Now, that in that process, it conjunct Saturn three times over the last few months and has been a very deep and powerful time. It's been really introspective. We've been really getting down to it on some of our work and some of our personal issues. But we may have also had, it's a very depressive quality. Mercury has just entered Sagittarius, and that I expect to see it revs up the nervous system. Now the holidays seem possible. We'll be restless, looking forward, looking into, even more multitasking than we were in the last few weeks even. That
luckily we can,
new
we can
moon in Sagittarius
it.
Has been very, alive over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
You were saying?
Yeah, it brings out the party energy. The morning
yeah. But Mercury has, for the last few days, been trining Uranus, and we've seen an increase of accidents of speed. I'm thinking of Paul Walker from Fast and Furious, who had an accident of a beautiful red sports car that they just couldn't control. Accidents of speed, there's been a few of them. And to think about that carefully as Mercury heads into Scorpio, into Sagittarius and out of Scorpio.
Yeah.
How do you move forward and not have an accident? How do you enjoy this fresh Sagittarian forward motion and move in a good way? What do you think of Sagittarius? How can you? What advice can you give them now? Tonight, their moon is in Capricorn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to remember that Sagittarius is a fire sign. So
yes,
there's always something impulsive about fire signs. And if you use the Mercury-Uranus trine well, and of course Uranus is in a fire sign as well, if you use it well, you follow your best intuitions. But it's a fine line between when are you really getting a good intuitive signal and when are you ignoring an intuitive signal to go with something impulsive. It's very, very, very hard to tell the difference between impulse and intuition.
That is beautifully said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially because impulse leads us to action. Intuition doesn't necessarily. So the only way I know to sort of tell the difference is to find that little moment between the urge to do something and actually doing it and just double-checking right there and just saying, is this intuitive? If it's intuitive, go ahead. It's the right impulse. It'll work. Your sensitivity is very finely tuned with these fire signs. But if it's just an impulse and it doesn't have an intuitive connection to it, then you might get through, but you might not. You might jump too far, or you might jump a little short. And you know you're on the run, but you have to be able to know as you're running. Are you really sensitive to the intuition? And you just have to keep checking it as you go. So it's just like checking to see that your radio is dialed right to the station, you know.
And
if it goes to static, you're done.
And speaking of radio stations, that's beautifully put. And this may seem non-sequiturious, but the three of us who work on the radio together doing a workshop in New York, and I want to just talk about that for a minute and then get back to, we have a couple of callers that are coming in. So in February, the first weekend in February, you want to talk about it for a few minutes, what we've got set up?
Yeah, we're going to have, it'll be a Friday evening and all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And some people might not be able to do all of it, but do as much as you can. The Friday evening is dedicated to, in fact, developing intuitive skills. And the best way to do that is playfully. So that's what we'll be doing is playing. And then Saturday and Sunday, there'll be a string of sessions that move us toward reading a chart, so that by the end of the Saturday and Sunday, you can sit down and really go through a chart with someone. And so that's really the main thrust of the weekend, is to help people who know
and
a lot.
This weekend is going to be pretty unusual because it's three astrologers working together, the three of us, but we've been working together and we have very different approaches. We have a great skill set. We've got a lot of experience between us. And what I find so I enjoy the ferment of the breadth of our approach together. I love working with the two of you. And I'm excited working with the two of you for a whole weekend. We've been doing work together for 8-10 years now. And to be able to work together for the weekend and, you know, pass on what we find fascinating about approaching a chart from three different perspectives that actually blend together rather than conflict with each other, I think will really be helpful to our audience and make it a very unusual weekend.
Yep. Good. So
Shall we bring in the first client? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's do. Yeah. Although we could mention a couple of things about the week coming up.
Okay. Yes, let's talk about that first.
Yeah. We're going to see Mars go into the sign of Libra.
Libra.
Yeah.
And going to be there for a very unusually long time.
Yeah, because it retrogrades within Libra.
Yes, it
so
does.
It keeps it there a long time. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there until the end of July.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, the minute it goes into Libra, it starts setting off the Uranus-Pluto square. Let's go back and forth. It's going to be, we're going to be talking about this one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of change coming up in a short period of time over the spring.
Yep.
Ukraine and Thailand are in political upheaval.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of hope that this can bring a lot of change. I look at what's happening with gay marriage around the country, that we never thought this many states would allow equal rights for marriage in a short period of time. Never in our lifetime. But this much change can happen. And I keep seeing that as a hopeful sign that this much change, and we're going to need that much change to save the ecosystem and to turn things around
change.
Politically.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see that
we can change
more than we thought we could.
What else do you see coming up in this week besides that momentous turn of events with Mars leaving persnickety Virgo where it's been for too long and heading into and I'm a Virgo so I can say things about Virgo, but Mars in Virgo is not a comfortable place for it to be. What else do you see coming up?
Yeah, so that's finished. Well, almost.
Mm-hmm.
It finishes.
Mm-hmm.
When does it go into Libra on Saturday, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. And as it heads out, we might find that the last few days, often I find that the last few days of a planet in a sign ask us to review what we've learned. So think back on the last few months. Notice what you've been critical of, and how can you take that and move it out of that Virgo, I see what the problem is, and move into Libra, and now I'm ready to make alliances to make it better.
Yeah,
so that'll
be
a lot of finishing up the last few months of work.
Yeah, and there'll be with it somewhat an awareness of the things that didn't work out. So ways of using Mars and Virgo that didn't quite do what we thought they would. So there's some actions we took that just didn't quite work out, possibly because we were too critical at the same time or. Too fussy about it, and that's often what happens with Mars and Virgo.
Or too self-critical, and therefore holding back in a way that wasn't.
Yeah, definitely. So
I have Mars and Virgo natally, and I find that that's the critical part of it. It can be paralyzingly self-critical.
Yeah.
And. Instead, its gift is to see what needs refining, what needs healing, how to bring in the Florence Nightingale aspect of Virgo. Florence Nightingale was a Virgo. So this is the aspect of the healer that can come in instead.
Yeah, so it's a good time to take note on that because in a couple of years, Mars will have gone around and be back in Virgo again.
Mm-hmm.
We keep getting Mars in Virgo.
We're going to deal with it.
We get Mars in each of the signs every couple of years, and we'll see it come around, and we'll be a little better prepared if we take some notes now. Just set them aside. Just say, well, I'm going to keep track of Mars, and when it's back in Virgo, I know how I'll handle it. All right.
So let's try a few callers here on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. 419, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hello, 419. Mm-hmm.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, how can we help you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, wonderful. 1978, June 6th. I have called in the past.
Yes, and you said June 6th?
Mm-hmm.
What time? What year?
1:15 p.m.
What year?
1978.
1:15 p.m. And where?
In Hungary.
Okay. And what can we do for you tonight?
I am struggling very much with work and finances and life. It's just basically my mother and I are not talking. She was my only family. It seems like nothing that I have done is working out, and my life is just really not working. And I just break down every couple of days, and every day I get it together, I go out and try, and it just seems like I come home with another heartache. So I'm the common denominator here. I just,
between what's been going on again? What's this?
Work, passion, anything that I do to find anything that would light my passion and my desire up again. I feel like I'm completely numb and, you know, life is kind of floating.
Okay. I want you
and
to give
that. I feel very discouraged.
Yeah. And you know, and we've talked to you before, that it's going to be a little while. So how can we help you support through that process? You've got Venus at 18 degrees of Cancer and Pluto at 13 degrees of Libra. So there's some clearing some very old karmic patterning here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the men in your family, once upon a time, that there was a pattern where people had to either be responsible or do what they wanted, but they couldn't do both. And your job is to really find a way to responsibly do what you want. Now, you say everything is not working for you, that the work is not working for you, your mother's not working for you. What else is
not
working for you?
Yeah, it's just everything is pretty much the same story.
Well, tell me what's happening with your mother.
We have been, you know, I've had a rough year, so I started turning to her for support, and I think she just resented it more and more over the year. And we had a fallout last month. That was her birthday, and we haven't spoken, and she's done a few things that are clearly unloving and not very nice.
When was your mother born?
1952, November 2.
November 2, 1952.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So it looks like your mother is not, you know, could make the trains run on time, but is a very hard mother to have. This is a very determined woman. What was the fallout?
It was, I was trying to encourage her, just be nice to her on a certain topic. I can't even remember the topic. And she said, well, here we go again. You're trying to educate me. And she just hung up the phone on me. And I couldn't, it wasn't the first time. It just upset me so much that it was on her birthday.
And your chart is so sensitive with the Venus and Jupiter conjunction in Cancer. So sensitive. But and communication is everything to you?
Yeah.
But your mom is strong as an ox, and she hears everything you say except thank you as a criticism.
Well,
so I want you to call her back and say, thank you for taking care of me as a kid. Thank you for teaching me this recipe. Thank you for doing this, and say nothing that's a suggestion to her again.
Yeah.
If you can do that, it's not your fault, honey. Your mom is a very touchy person. There's nothing you can really do to fix that. What you did was not wrong. But that's just not that she tends to hear everything from her own past as a criticism.
Yeah.
And you are a big-hearted person whose ability is you're a natural translator. You're a translator, and I think we've spoken to you about this before. Your ability to help people understand each other is extremely important with your lineup in Gemini. So however you can get into a job where you're supposed to help people from all over the world, whether you're talking to people, how can you help them feel comfortable in this world, find their way around, interact with others, that your international ability to understand and translate personalities, let alone language, is your gift.
Yeah, and it'll feel hard right now to do that. You'll feel like you're having to suppress a big part of yourself. But you're not actually doing that. You're actually liberating a part that doesn't breathe otherwise. So you're going to discover some new things about yourself by just allowing some of this process. But it won't feel like it's liberating.
Is there any suggestion in terms of how I can, uncover, a new direction in terms of work or life or passions? Because, everything I used to love, I can't even stand it anymore.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing now? What have you been doing?
I am looking for work and opportunities, and I haven't been able to land anything just yet. And other than that, personal time.
What kind of work have you done in the past?
I had done personal training, fitness type, and yoga, and that type of work, and it just doesn't want to work anymore. That's the interesting thing.
Uranus sitting right on your Venus right now in your house of career. So there's something about you could work with women. You could work for the artistic direction. The sun is opposed your moon at the moment, so wait 3 days. Don't even look for a job for the next 3 days, okay?
Okay.
And then after that, when the sun gets off its opposition to your moon, Pluto's at the bottom of your chart. You could work with people who are not in their homeland. And that could be anything from working as a concierge at a hotel that deals with foreigners to working with immigrants in homeless situations. But with working with people who feel they are out of their element and not in their homeland is something that you have a special gift for the next couple of years.
Oh. And do you see that happening?
And that could be because they're traveling or because they've just emigrated.
Mm-hmm. And do you see that you
might find some opportunities just on a volunteer basis with, groups of people that are looking, to establish themselves here.
And would that, can you see or read if it would happen where I am location wise or if
well,
somewhere else would be
that would be a little trickier.
Could
do that. I mean, I'd say that would be a little more extensive work than we can do here. So we've got a minute left to go, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Sure.
And good luck on that. And you have our
hearts
and our prayers.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Okay.
And this is a good thing to point out, that astrology is a very powerful piece. We can only do so much here on the radio. because we only have a short period of time, and the conditions are often deeper than that. But that's something that you can go to your local astrologer or call one of us and take deeper and look at the symbols and see how they go to the very depths of your soul. It won't change your life, but it might help you find a map that can help you make the most of it, make sense of it, and take steps in a good direction. Isn't that what, wouldn't you agree, Mark?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins.
That's what it's for, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, isn't it? And it's beautiful when you get to do that with a client.
Yep.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from Minnesota, and I'm joined by Mark, and Mark is saying goodbye from?
From New York City. And normally we have
And
Ann
we
Ortley
send our love to Ann Ortley, who's
yeah.
not here tonight.
And I'm sure she'll be here next week. All right.
Yes, and have a wonderful week. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.